What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is another Saturday morning in CCO land. This one, the 14th of June. We talk cars, your truck, your van, and you're having problems and you need to bring it in for service. But you want to know ahead of the game what could be wrong with my vehicle. Well, now's your chance to ask ASC certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive that very question, either by phone or by text. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
I'm sure your family has big Father's Day plans for you tomorrow, probably breakfast in bed and just
we'll see about that.
We'll find out. You can let us know next week. In the meantime, text Nick or call him. If you'd like to call and chat, that'd be great too. But either way, if you want to phone in your car care question or text in, here is the number for either 651-461-9226. Busy week at Lloyd's, I presume, as usual.
Yeah, no, we're things are rolling really well. We're probably, like I said, excuse me, off the air, maybe like a week scheduled out here, but that's pretty typical this time of the year. You know, the May and June season are quite busy. We have folks coming back from school. We have kids graduating from school. We got the family road trips coming up here, so. If you're not on somebody's schedule now, you should get on it because they will be very full, I would assume, for the next month or two.
You know, as you know, Nick, from time to time we talk about parents and grandparents gifting you a new used car, maybe a new car, but a used car and specifically to get them checked out at Lloyd's. Do you have those from time to time, folks coming in?
Oh, absolutely. We even have the scenario where, like, you know, a neighbor gets a new vehicle and then they sell their old vehicle to the neighbor for a kid's car, right? And a lot of times the neighbors share us as their auto repair, and we want to make sure we don't create any rift between those people. So we try to get a good assessment, get a good look, share all the information. And then we've talked before too, like, if you're going to buy a used vehicle, absolutely need to have it assessed and inspected. You just don't know the history of the vehicle, the condition of the vehicle, and to have that little bit of information will help you make the decision whether or not that's the car for you.
Yeah, it's always a good idea. Again, 651-461-9226. The question that came in early this morning, and I know it's a big question maybe, but a listener wants to know, how does a hybrid engine work? How does that system work? My son has a hybrid vehicle, and whenever he comes to pick me up, I said, your car's not running, but it really is. How does a hybrid engine work?
It does take a little getting used to, you know, usually have to look at the dash and make sure things are on, but it still has a conventional engine in it. You know, there's still a gas engine in there, and it still propels and does as it always has. In addition to that, it has the electric motor and an inverter that kind of connects the two. So, you know, when you're driving along and you let your foot off the gas and the vehicle's coasting or you're applying the brakes, that inverter, those gears are spinning, creating electricity, which gets pumped back into the hybrid battery. And then once that battery is at a certain state, a certain amount of charge, the vehicle's going to run off of it. So, honestly, my opinion is I think it's the best technology. because you have both, and it creates a very long range on that tank of fuel. You know, so you're, if you're only using the gas engine half the time, it's going to last twice as long. So, you know, I've always thought that the hybrid or even the plug-in hybrid where you can, you know, you get home on your regular outlet, you plug the vehicle in, it adds those extra few miles. All of that starts to, you know, add up to make a difference. And it's really amazing how the technology and how reliable it is. You know, we don't, you know, as cars get older, you know, you get to 10, 12, 15 years old, we start to see some issues. But it, all in all, they're pretty reliable. And we don't have those big expensive repairs until later in life in the vehicle.
Yeah, and my daughter has a hybrid vehicle as well. I am just amazed at the mileage from these things. Holy mackerel. 40, 50 miles per gallon. Just amazing. It's the way to go.
It's a great technology, and I'm a big fan of it. You do have to get used to, like, sometimes it sounds like it's not running. But aside from that, I think it's a great option. So if you're out looking for a new vehicle or used vehicle, and they have both versions, the traditional gasoline engine or the hybrid, drive them both, you know, and maybe you'll find that, you know, it costs a little more for the hybrid one, but I think it pays for itself 10 times over the life of the vehicle.
As far as hybrid vehicles and repairs, do you and your technicians, is there anything different, or is there just an added dimension to the repairing a hybrid vehicle?
I think you're right there with, like, the added dimension. Like I said, I think they're extremely reliable. Yeah, there is an expensive battery in there, but, you know, it's over 10 years old before we start replacing those. So I think when you do the cost savings, I think it's really, really worth it. It's a good value. Yes, when you replace the battery, it can be expensive. It can be thousands of dollars. But I think with the savings in fuel, it'll more than pay it for itself.
Yeah, and if you like the vehicle, you know, more reason. Listener sent this text in. We have a 2013 Ford Edge with a very touchy throttle. Is there an adjustment that we can make so it doesn't take off so fast?
Not necessarily an adjustment, but it may be that the throttle plate or throttle body is a little dirty and sticking, and so when you apply the gas, it kind of hangs for a split second, then it releases, and it kind of gives you that surge. So when you're in for service, mention that. Mention the throttle body. They can take a look, you know, pull the air duct off, look in there, and if it's all coked up with carbon and such, they can have an additive or cleaner and a little brush. They can go and clean that out, lubricate it, and get it moving a little more smoothly for you.
Okay, sounds good. I tell you what, let's do this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Let's take a quick break. and invite our listeners to join in. Just a reminder that Nick will be with us till just about 7:45. Again, our time goes by so quickly. So if you do have any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you sooner rather than later, either by phone or by text. 651-461-9226. Yeah, let's hear from you right now. Any kind of a car care question will do. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here, along with Nick Stoffel, AESC certified technician from Lloyd's Automotive. And, I know where it is, Grand Avenue. I've been there a few times. Nick, for those that maybe need assistance from Lloyd's, where are you guys located?
Yes, sir. So if you have a question, need some advice, we're always here to help. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you happen to be on Grand, we're on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, which is 982 Grand Avenue. And you can find all that information and more on our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good. We'll get you that information before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 or so. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Grab a phone call, Nick. Lisa calling in from Egan this morning. Hi, Lisa. Good morning. What is your question for Nick?
Good morning. I just heard that he said if you're buying a pre-owned car, it should be assessed. I'm just wondering about if certified pre-owned with only 30 miles on that was owned by a company rather than an individual. Is that something that should be assessed as well or I should be worried about?
That's a very good question. I think if you're buying a certified vehicle, from a branded dealership, they've gone through an inspection. If they're going to share all that information with you, the pros and the cons, any of the issues that they found, I think that could be sufficient. But if you drive the vehicle and you have any questions, you're not getting the answers that you like, it still might be best to have a third party take a look at the vehicle. Obviously, they're there to sell you a vehicle. You're there to buy one. Having that third person or that third party involved can kind of help with any of the sticking points.
Okay, good idea. Listener sent this text in, 2017 Ford F-150 3.5 that has the infamous, I'm not sure what this means, phaser rattle on startup for a few seconds, wondering if you know how long it will last without replacement. Do you know what they're talking about?
It'll last just before it fails, right? There's a lot of vehicles. So we use, on the timing chains, we've learned that we can use phasers, which is a gear set that can adjust the timing, and we use oil flow to control that. Back to maintenance, change oil really helps those components work well and last a long time. However, there's situations where the locking mechanisms on those phasers will fail, creating a rattle, especially at startup until there's oil pressure there. It is a big deal. You need to take a look at it. You need to have it assessed because if there's a failure with one of those components, it can become much more of a larger failure. It can be expensive. So if you have that little rattling noise at startup, get it in to your local shop, dealership, have them take a look, get an opinion on to what state it's in and a recommendation on what kind of repair. We do those a lot and often, unfortunately. But back to the main point there is change your oil. It really does help keep those things lubricated, good clean oil that creates no sludge, so there's no restrictions, keeps those components happy and lasting a long time.
Very good. A question about control buttons on the steering wheel. The buttons, the texter says, stick sometimes, and they were wondering how to free them up.
You have to be very careful. Obviously, you don't want to introduce too much moisture or water there. Maybe a damp rag to kind of wipe and clear around the edges maybe helps. But I'd pause and caution you before I'd get them too wet. Due diligence, Q-tip, just a little elbow grease and time, and hopefully you can get them cleaned up enough to free them up so they're moving and working smoothly.
So don't spray, some oil or WD-40 or something
that. It's realistically that they're sticking is probably dirt over years and years of use. Maybe a little bit of 409 and a rag and some Q-tips to try to clean them up a little bit. But I'd be very careful. I wouldn't douse it with anything because you don't want that moisture, that wet getting behind there into the electrical components or parts of those buttons because then they won't work. So Just be very careful. You know, don't start taking anything apart. You know, there's an airbag there also. So be very careful that you don't create more problems for yourself. So just take some time and, like I said, maybe a little bit of 409, a rag, Q-tips, and just carefully try to clean them up and, yeah, and along those edges to free them up for you.
Yeah, less is more. Yeah, especially in that case. All right, 2021 Mazda CX-5 dealer recommended 45,000-mile differential fluid change. Texter says, if I wait a bit, is there a symptom to be aware of to tell me not to delay any longer?
You know, with those driveline fluids, differentials, transmissions, transfer cases, unfortunately, there's no here's the noise, because if there's a noise, that means something's bad. You know, if the gear set is damaged or worn to a point where it's making noise, changing the fluid is not going to reverse that. So the reason why there's an interval is to keep them clean, keep them lubricated, keep all the debris and dirt out of those systems and bearings and such and gears, so they don't prematurely wear out. So there's a reason why it's at a certain mileage, because they feel that that's the point that the fluid has done its job and it's ready for new fluid. So I would recommend doing it at that interval. You know, if you're a little bit early or a little bit late, it's not going to affect it too much. But if you think you're going to let it go until you hear something, that's way too long, and now you've created damage that can't be reversed.
Okay. Here's our phone number. It's also our text number, 651-461-9226. Keep in mind, Nick will be with us till just about 7:45. So if you have a question, don't wait. Nick, another text says this, 2027, Santa Fe, 82,000 miles. I wonder if that's correct. This is only 2025. It must be maybe a 2017. Santa Fe, 82,000 miles on it. Is there a type of bushing in the suspension that will squeak?
Yes, and that can be frustrating, not just on that particular make and model, but on many make and models. We use different bushings to help dampen and control the suspension at the wheels, even at the body mounting points of the vehicle. So if you have a squeak or a creak or a rattle, you know, when you're in, have them, you know, they can joust the vehicle, meaning go up and down while it's in the bay. If they can duplicate it there, they can get, you know, another person involved and try to pinpoint which bushing is making the noise. Sometimes we'll even like get them wet or add a little bit of lubricant, process of elimination, to try to pinpoint that. If they're squeaking, means they've dried out and they will start tearing. So that's kind of, you know, kind of your heads up that you have something that's starting to wear out on you that needs to be looked at. Does it mean you need to replace it right now? It depends on the extent of how worn it is or how much the annoyance the noise is. But this will let you know that that bushing is going bad and will need some service or repair soon.
All right. Let's grab a phone call. Jerry is calling from Owatonna, Minnesota this morning. Jerry, thank you. What is your question for Nick?
Yes, very good morning to you. This is kind of an odd question. Can I use automatic transmission fluid in my power steering reservoir?
You know, an older vehicle that might work. I would say on a newer vehicle, no. The makeup of the components, the seals, the gaskets is a bit different. You know, and even with the manufacturers, there's different types of power steering fluids. I would probably advise you not to do that. You know, if you're in a pinch, it's a hydraulic fluid, hydraulic pump, it's going to get you by. But I think it's, you know, that little pint of fluid's not horribly expensive. I think it's best to use what's recommended and required for the vehicle.
All right. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a break, have a look at that forecast, see what Father's Day weather looks like. It might be a rainy one tomorrow. But we'll be back with more of our Car Care Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Nick Stoffel, runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, answering, as he does every week, any kind of a car care question you may have. We have some by phone and by text, as usual. Nick, let's grab a phone call from Leroy, calling from St. Paul. Leroy, thanks for holding. What is your question for Nick?
Yes, I just had my new air filter put in, and a guy put it in there, and I have oil coming into my air filter. He said that I need to get it checked out for a bad PCV valve or something like that. I was going to drive it into the appointment 2 weeks out. Should I get it done sooner? Thank you.
No, I think you're okay within the 2 weeks. And, like, yeah, I agree with him. If there's oil getting into that air filter, that air cleaner area, that means that the crankcase system is maybe a bit overpressurized, allowing the oil to flow back up through there. Let's make sure the oil is full. And then if you have that appointment there 2 weeks out, I think if do the driving you need to do, maybe not any extra, but I think you'll be fine in that time frame for sure.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck with that. Listener just wanted to know, didn't say what kind of vehicle is, put a connection to it, but I'm not sure what kind of vehicle it is. But anyway, the listener is wanting to buy this particular car, but it has a flood title listed on it. What do you think about cars that have been in floods?
I would personally, stay away from that. There's a price point there where you start to consider it, which is probably this listener's situation here. The thing you don't know is the future, like with any vehicle, but you add something like where it got very wet, electronics, you start to worry about some strange wiring, electrical issues, which may and likely will happen. So depends on the price point and what you're looking for. It's an extra vehicle. It's for a young driver. You're not too worried about some of that. Maybe it's a situation, but if it's your primary vehicle for the household, I would probably, stay away from that. I understand there could be a great cost savings there, but that cost savings can be eat up really quickly on repair. So I would, I'd be very careful. Obviously, you can have it inspected, but even that being said, you can't see what's going inside of all those electronics. If there's some water, some damage, some corrosion there, it will show itself eventually. And like I mentioned, that can be very expensive. So I'd be very cautious before I'd recommend anybody buy a vehicle that got wet like that.
All right. This texter says, I'm old school. I like checking my fluid levels. I have a 2016 Impala 2.5. No dipstick for the transmission. Can I add one?
No, you cannot. And there's many of us like yourself that wish we could. If there's no leak, the fluid hasn't gone anywhere, you can inspect it. But that's not uncommon. There's even some vehicles on the road that have a gauge or a sensor that measures the oil level too, which, for some of us that have been around for a while, we don't like that. But the technology works. It's accurate, so you can trust it. But there's no way of adding a dipstick on a vehicle not equipped with one.
Okay. All right. In fact, we had another text similar to that as far as oil. Let's see. A 2019 Jeep Compass. Two times, Dexter says, when I stop, the emergency brake comes on. I have to take the emergency brake off, and it's hard to restart the car. Very scary for us. What do you think of that one?
That's strange. I'm not sure why the brake would be applying itself. If it's the indicator on the dash that you see coming on, it could be one of two reasons typically that little red brake light will come on, if it's low on fluid or if you have the parking brake on. If it's low on fluid, you can top it up, just a little bit, doesn't take very much, and that might satisfy it so the light doesn't come on anymore. If it's actually from the pedal itself, maybe the spring has become worn, or that pedal's not fully released, so it's just kind of flirting with that switch, and it doesn't take much, just an inch for a movement in that pedal to make the light come on. So I would, open the hood, look at the brake fluid reservoir, look at the level. There's a min-max. If it's, close to the max, that satisfies that issue. And then maybe when you're not driving the vehicle, you can get down and kind of depress and move that pedal a little bit and see how much movement or how much wiggle play there's there. Maybe that spring's become worn, or maybe it's not fully released, causing the situation. So there's a couple do-it-yourself easy things you can look at. If it's not that, you might have to get on someone's schedule to get a closer look.
I don't know how many vehicles this will vary, but I suspect reading the manual might help. Texas says, when to change transmission fluid?
Yeah, that varies quite a bit depending on the make and model. Like you referenced, you get the owner's manual. You can look online. There's a service interval at X number of miles. It's, 60,000, 80,000, whatever the mileage is. And it's something we kind of forget about because it takes a long time to accumulate those miles. So when you go in for your next service, you can say, is there any due service, any interval stuff that I'm coming up to or just passed? And you can get those things serviced and maintained while you're in.
Okay. Good morning, Dexter says. I have a 2011 Chevrolet Impala, 122,000 miles on it, maybe twice or three times a day as I start moving in slow speed, maybe 5 to 10 miles an hour. It'll jerk. And then after that, everything's fine. It only happens a couple of times a day. Could it be the transmission, and should I be concerned?
Possibly. This is one of those scenarios I like to refer to. You get the notepad and pen out and note the driving conditions, you know, how long you've been driving, you just started the vehicle, you've been, you know, whatever the situation is, first thing in the morning, temperature, moisture, all those little notes. So when you bring it in to have it assessed, they can duplicate that. You know, there's nothing more frustrating than that intermittent problem, but any notes you can share helps us try to duplicate that drive cycle to duplicate that situation, so therefore we can get to the bottom of what's going on. You know, things you can do yourself, check the fluid levels. You know, on that vehicle, there should be a dipstick, so you don't have to worry there. You could, you know, look at the owner's manual, the proper way of checking the transmission fluid. If it is a bit low, makes me think, is there a leak? How significant is the leak? So that should be assessed. But you can top it up and see if it makes a difference on that condition. It also may be due for service where that fluid's been there for a really long time and kind of used up, so it's ready to have new fresh fluid in there too. So make notes on what drive cycle makes that happen. Check the manual, see what kind of fluid's in there or how to check the fluid. Do those items, and if there's still no answer there, get on somebody's schedule and have that looked at.
All right. I think we have time maybe for one more. Here is a 2020 Chevy Silverado, 60,000 miles on it. Dealership says, I have an AFM exhaust valve binding causing no back pressure in the exhaust system. A very expensive fix. Have you ever heard of anything like that? Texter wants to know.
Yes, that it's a lifter that collapses and doesn't allow the drivetrain of the engine to work properly. It makes a horrific noise. It does need to be fixed, because if you neglect that or ignore that, it only makes things worse. It can start to damage the camshaft. It is a very expensive repair. We've done many of them. I'd like to think or hope that they made some changes in the components and parts to prevent that. It is frustrating at a low mileage that you see it. But unfortunately, there's not an easy button on this one. You're going to have them do the repair, inspect all of those lifters, make sure there's no issues there. Upon disassembly, inspect the camshaft, because you can't see it until it's disassembled. Make sure there's no excessive wear there, because the last thing you want to do is put all these new lifters in there, drive the vehicle, and come to find out that the camshaft has problems also, and then you have to open that back up and do a new repair. So due diligence. It is expensive, but don't cut corners. Do it right the first time to make that vehicle running the way it should.
Boy, you know a lot of stuff. I'm
really good at making it up on the fly, you know. No, it's unfortunate. We you know, there's every make, every model has its quirks, you know, and
sure,
that particular vehicle, that's something that we see. And like I said, there's not, people always ask, what's the kind of car I should get? Well, it depends on your needs, you know. Yeah. And there's not the perfect vehicle out there. There's the right vehicle for your family, your, you know, your situation, but it's going to need maintenance. It's going to need repair. It's, you know, the cost of owning a vehicle, it goes through a lot. And, you know, we kind of forget what they do for us and how every time we turn the key, they start right up and head down the road. So there's, you got to give them a little love in return too. That maintenance goes a long ways.
Yeah. We tend to get a little lackadaisical in that stuff. All right. Nick, we have to run, but let's tell folks who may need some help from Lloyd's Automotive, how do we contact you guys?
Absolutely. As always, we will answer your questions. So don't hesitate to call us, 651-228-1316. And if you're out on Grand Avenue and the rain stops here, come say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. And once again, please do check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good. Thanks, Nick. We will see you soon, and let's talk next week. Happy Father's Day tomorrow.
And to you and all the other dads out there. So thanks Denny.
So you bet. Nick Stauffel from Lloyd.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.